Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Ion Houston. Good morning. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. This is Ion Houston, our show where we talk about great things happening in our community, great organizations in our community. And today, we are happy to welcome Superintendent Deborah Haney and Director of Instruction Laura Rollo from Catholic Schools Office. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. Just trying to get through the rain and get here in one piece. And it's been a great trip and we're glad to be here.
Laura, we'll start with you. Where are you from originally? Are you from Houston?
I'm not originally from Houston. I'm originally from Hayes, Kansas. And I attended Catholic schools in my hometown and came to Houston after I got married and spent a lot of time in public education. So
how big is Hayes?
Well, when the college is in session, the population of the town gets a little bit bigger. So I would say it's about 25,000 people.
Okay. So it's not super small, but you said Kansas, right?
I did say Kansas.
So how long have you been in Houston now?
Over 30 years.
Oh, so you're certified Houstonian then?
Absolutely. I claim it as my home now and my kids are native, so I'm proud of that.
Awesome. Now, Deborah, what about yourself? Are you originally from Houston?
I am a native Houstonian and very proud.
Awesome. So where'd you go to school growing up?
I went through the public system in Fort Bend ISD, and then I stayed and went to college here at U of H, and then started teaching. So that's how I got into the Catholic school system.
Awesome. So now, Deborah, you are the superintendent. So you run, was that K through 12, or how many grade levels do you take care of there?
We start with pre-K 3 in a lot of our schools. Some start with pre-K 4, and our schools do go through 12th grade.
And how many schools are there in the area here?
We have 60 Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston. 10 of those are high schools.
Wow. You know, I've lived in Houston about 6 years myself. I had no idea there were 60 schools altogether. Now, what about you, Laura? How did you get involved with Catholic schools?
I got involved first by just attending them when I was growing up. And when I came to Houston and started my career, I focused on the public school system. And as I got through the years and went through and got my master's and was an assistant principal for a few years, I really felt there was something missing in my career, and I wanted my two great loves to come together. And so I started looking at the Catholic school system and seeing what's going on over there, and it drew my interest. And so I applied, and here I am.
Now, you know, I grew up in a really small town here in Texas called Goliad, and I was an altar boy my entire youth, right? So I'm talking from like fourth grade through senior year, every Saturday I was like a fixture. And so my question is, were y'all involved in the Catholic community early on, or does this become like you had a faith and then you saw an opportunity that kind of lined up with your life and your skills, and so you kind of married the two?
Probably have different answers on that story, but as a Catholic, you have every opportunity to be involved as much or as little as you want. And so my parents' example for me was to always be involved in church outside of Mass. And my mother was a CC e-teacher, and my father was involved on school boards for our local Catholic schools. So that example was set very early on for my family to always be involved. And I'm involved in my parish and have been in many different ministries. And so this was an added extra layer of Catholicism that I got to add when I went to the work for the Catholic schools office.
That's really awesome. We'll get both answers. I'm fine.
Okay, that's great. I also grew up in the church. So my mother was a very, very involved volunteer. And so I was too. So I taught CCE even in college and served on confirmation teams and things like that with retreats for young adults when I was in college. And then when I got my finished my degree at U of H, go Cougs, I decided to go into the Catholic system and teach. And of course, when you're involved in Catholic schools, you are very involved in volunteering as well.
Well, that's super cool. I wanted to know the background just because it was something I was curious about when I first kind of was reading over everything. I wanted to know what the, you know, how someone goes to be involved, because you both have very high roles here. Now, welcome to Ion Houston. We're talking with Superintendent Deborah Haney and Director of Instruction Laura Rollo from the Catholic Schools Office here in Houston. And the reason we are on Ion Houston today is because National Catholic Schools Week is coming up January 26th through February 1st. Now, tell me what this means.
Catholic Schools Week is an opportunity for us to join with all of the other Catholic schools around the country, celebrating the gift of a Catholic education to children and to families and to communities. There's evidence that shows that when a Catholic school is in a community, the community is a much more active, and it thrives, and it provides, the Catholic school provides a lot to make that community special. And so we go through Catholic Schools Week to say, if you haven't ever been to a Catholic school, come and see what it's all about. And we also celebrate the students and parents and volunteers and teachers that are in our Catholic schools.
Now, some of the things you mentioned about what makes the Catholic schools different and more special, if you will, or special in general, what are some of those attributes that you maybe don't find in public education?
Well, I am a product of public education, and so I know the value of education, period. But I think what Catholic education brings to the table is that you can embed your faith throughout the day. We teach kids a lot about what's right and what's wrong, and we teach them about how to rely on their faith to get through what might be a difficult time. Our Catholic schools give kids opportunities to serve other people. Catholic schools are big on service, and so they spend a lot of time helping the community. And I think that's an aspect in education that you don't always get, especially in the elementary grades in public school.
Now, there's a kind of a general, I guess, idea that the Catholic school classes would be smaller. Is that safe to say it's true for Catholic schools here in Houston, as far as, you know, size of class, as many students as the instructor is teaching?
Yeah, there are several of our schools that offer a lower class size and also offer a, still a rigorous curriculum. And I think one of the things that's very important to know about our Catholic schools is that the attention to each student is really strong. And that's another difference I think you're going to see between a public school where their schools are overcrowded and they have a lot of students and a lot of teachers, while some of our schools are large, but not so large that they don't know exactly who's in the school. They know the families as well. And so there's a lot of aspects about that that's very attractive to people who are looking for something different.
So now, do you think that parents are usually drawn to Catholic schools because of the things you just mentioned, or does it usually come from a long history of family faith and they kind of heard, you know, they've had either they went to Catholic schools or they had family who did? Is that kind of what you guys run into there?
We really run into both. There's a lot of legacy families in our schools, which means the parents have attended and they want the same thing for their children because it was good for them, or they have chosen a school and all of their students have gone through that school over the years. And so it can happen both ways. So there's people who are new to Catholic schools and people who really want to honor that legacy that they grew up with and continue that on and pass that on to their students.
I was just going to add, I think sometimes people also come to the Catholic school because they see something special or different that may not be offered in their local public school. And so a lot of our schools have different programs or different competition, so to speak, that parents are intrigued by. And so they'll come and they'll say, tell me more about that. And then they come to our Catholic schools and then they fall in love and never leave, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that kind of leads me into my next question. You know, what would you tell a parent who's considering applying for a Catholic school?
I would tell them that it's the best choice they're ever going to make, and that the education that children receive also comes with a Catholic worldview. And I think that we really focus on the history of the Catholic Church, but we look at great literature, great art, great sacred music, and it's just a different viewpoint, I think, if you're looking at it. We also have athletics, and we have chess tournaments, and we have music programs and theater. And so sometimes parents don't realize that the Catholic schools also offer all of those extracurricular or co-curricular opportunities for students.
And I can see where there'd be a strong, you know, inclination towards the arts and towards things, whereas I read about music and band and some public schools around the country are starting to get cut because of funding and stuff. And you said you offer band and music and all those things as well. So there's nothing that you're going to miss out on by going to a Catholic school versus a public school.
That is true. And there's also a lot in the news right now about STEM education and things like that. And we have a new STREAM Synergy initiative in our Catholic school so that we're focusing on STREAM education. And we can call it STREAM because we have the science, we have the technology, but we also can incorporate religion and the arts, and as well as engineering and math.
That's so really cool.
We kind of have just a different viewpoint, and I think that's what parents would find if they were to come and visit our schools.
If you're just joining us on Eye on Houston, we're talking with Superintendent Deborah Haney and Director of Instruction Laura Rollo of the Catholic Schools Office here in our area. And National Catholic Schools Week is coming up January 26th through February 1st. And we've talked about some of the great things that Catholic schools offer, why your family should consider it. And now I'd like to know, how can families in the greater Houston area celebrate and support Catholic schools? Because I know you'll have some events coming up in the coming weeks, and I'm sure all year long. So if you don't mind, what's the next one coming up?
Sure. Our next event is coming up on February 1st. It's called Catholic Schools Got Talent, and it's an opportunity for us to, like you were talking about the arts, to celebrate our students that are excelling in the arts. So we have an art walk where the winners from our art competition are on display, and then we have a talent competition, and students are competing for the golden ticket, so to speak, and we have our top 12 from all of our schools that perform in the talent show. So that's February 1st at St. Pius X High School, and it starts about 5 for the art walk, and then the talent show starts at 6:30.
Is this open to the public?
Absolutely. And you can go to our website and get tickets to that. It's choosecatholicschools.org.
And the tickets are $5, and the money goes right back into the school to help with the needs that you guys have?
It does. It goes to support a lot of different things, but the arts is one of them. And some of our schools also use it for tuition assistance. And I think that's another thing I would tell parents is don't let the cost of a Catholic education keep you from exploring that for your family, because we do have a lot of tuition assistance available to families and for families.
Well, you'd love to hear that. Now, also coming up, there's a Steps for Students 5K race.
This is a very exciting event, and it comes up every year. It's our Steps for Students, and it's a fun run, and it's a walk, and it's at the Co-Cathedral of the Sacred Heart, and it's a great big gathering, almost like a parade. They shut down all the streets and make sure everyone's safe and everyone converges, and the students participate. Anybody can participate, and the schools gather teams, and they invite people to be on their team, and there's contests to see how many people you can get on your team. And the best thing about that is that when people register, that fundraising money also goes right back to the school. So it's a direct way for our schools to benefit, and the community benefits at all. All of them do. And the special part about that is that there's a Catholic school village, so where each school gets to bring a little bit of their charism and their community to the race, and they set up a tent, and they bring food, and they have little special things, and it just brings all of that camaraderie together, and it's a great way to celebrate our Catholic faith.
It's in downtown Houston. It's a sanctioned race, so for those runners that are serious runners, it's also an opportunity for them to
add a K to the back of the car.
Absolutely. So it's a wonderful celebration of community, and Cardinal starts us off by blessing all of the runners, and then we take off at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's a 5K, but there's also a walk for younger families or strollers who want to participate. So it's a great family event, and I think that's what we want to talk about and promote, is anybody can participate. It's only $20 to participate, and you can come and learn all about our Catholic schools, see our students. We also have celebrities that come, like we have Texans cheerleaders that are there, and so it's just a fun event.
Now, if someone's listening, they want to sign up, or they just want to get more information, where do they go?
They can go to stepsforstudents.org. It's steps, the number 4, students.org.
Now, that's for the Steps for Students 5K race, and then the Catholic Schools Got Talent, which happens February 1st. This is also open to the public. Choosecatholicschools.org. They get it right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, is there another website, too? Because I want to make sure they can get in touch with you in lots of different ways. Do you have a Facebook page or?
We do have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, but the best way is to go through our website.
Awesome, and that'll directly get them in contact with you guys so y'all can take the next steps for them.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to say thank y'all so much for joining us. This is Superintendent Deborah Haney and Director of Instruction Laura Rollo on Ion Houston. They're from the Catholic Schools Office. We encourage you to go to choosecatholicschools.org for more information on everything we covered today. And if you're looking for a way for your child to have a great education, Catholic schools are a great way, great option. Ladies, thank y'all for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.